Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, June 12th, and coming up in today's episode, police sources reveal the secret reason why Sonam forced Raja Raghuvanshi to visit Kamakhya Temple. SpaceX launch delayed again, but no cause for concern, says Neil deGrasse Tyson. Delhi under red alert as heat index reaches 50 degrees Celsius. And USA on high alert amid Israeli threat on Iran nuclear facilities. Sonam Raghuvanshi allegedly lured Raja Raghuvanshi to the remotest of locations on a false promise and delivered him to a location where three contract killers were waiting for him to execute the murder. According to police sources, Sonam Raghuvanshi told her husband Raja that they should first make an offering at Kamakhya Temple in Guwahati before consummating their marriage. Believing her, Raja organized a trip to Guwahati and nearby Meghalaya. But police now allege that Sonam and her boyfriend Raj Kushwaha used the remote northeast location to carry out a premeditated murder. An officer involved in the probe said, and I'm quoting, Sonam convinced her husband Raja that they needed to visit Kamakhya Devi Temple before beginning their married life, unquote. The couple married on 11th of May in Indore and reached Guwahati on 20th of May. They later travelled to Meghalaya and stayed at a homestay in Nongriath village, East Khasi Hills. On 23rd of May, they checked out and went missing on the same day. Raja's body was recovered on 2nd June from a gorge near Vaisodong Falls. Sonam resurfaced in Uttar Pradesh's Ghazipur on 9th June, over 1,200 kilometers away, where she surrendered. Her boyfriend and three other hired men were arrested shortly afterwards. Investigators said Sonam brought Raja to the forest trails near Nongriath so the killers would have a better chance of attacking without being seen. Quote, she led him into the jungle, but because of the number of tourists on 22nd and 23rd of May, they could not go through with the plan at first, an officer said. Raja was eventually killed near Vaisodong Falls and his body was thrown into the deep gorge, as we all know now. East Khasi Hills Superintendent of Police Vivek Saim confirmed that the three hired men reached Guwahati on 21st of May, a day after Raja and Sonam. They bought a machete near their hotel and travelled by road to Shillong. Saim also said that they have secured CCTV footage that links the suspects and helps tie together the timeline. Sonam remained in contact with Raja on the day of the murder while he coordinated with the killers. Quote, she was present at the murder scene and fled immediately afterwards, the officer added. She travelled from Mokdok to Shillong by taxi, then to Guwahati, and boarded several trains in an attempt to evade the police. Her claim of returning directly to Indore is still under verification. The Meghalaya Police Special Investigation Team is working across states to establish the full timeline and says it is committed to submitting a strong charge sheet. The launch of Axiom 4 mission, which will carry Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to the International Space Station, has been postponed for a fourth time, following the detection of an oxygen leak in the Falcon 9 rocket. The spacecraft SpaceX's Crew Dragon was originally scheduled for a liftoff on 29th of May. Previous delays were caused by poor weather conditions, but this time engineers halted the countdown after identifying a technical fault in the rocket system. Despite the setbacks, astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson told NDTV in an interview with Vishnu Shom that there is no need for alarm. Quote, I wouldn't sweat it the least. This is not uncharted territory. We've launched the space station. We've launched to the space station many times before. The Crew Dragon has done it many times. That's why it's called rocket science, because it's hard. Unquote. Dr. Tyson explained that space missions are complex operations requiring everything to go exactly right. Quote, we've all seen launch control. You hear people saying check, check, check. Each system has to be confirmed before the rocket can lift off. A delay just means they're doing it properly. The mission will mark a major moment for India, seeing an astronaut into space for the first time in over four decades. Shubhanshu Shukla will follow in the footsteps of Rakesh Sharma, who flew aboard a Soviet mission in 1984. As in that mission, there is a backup crew member, astronaut Prashant Balakrishnan Nair. Dr. Tyson praised India's growing presence in space exploration as well. Quote, "This mission fits into a larger picture. It's part of India stepping forward as a space-faring nation. It's more than just one astronaut in space. It's a stepping stone towards launching astronauts independently in the future." He spoke about India's own Gaganyaan mission expected in 2027. Quote, "Having indigenous technology matters," he said, pointing out to how the US space program benefited from German expertise after World War II. Referring to the Chandrayaan 3 lunar landing, Dr. Tyson noted, the real headline wasn't that India was the fourth to land the moon, but the first to land softly at the moon's south pole, where others fail. That's a proud moment. The launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida is now expected by the end of the June. A new date is yet to be confirmed. Delhi remains under a red alert as the intense heat wave continues to grip the capital, with temperatures soaring across the city, the heat index reaching dangerously high levels. According to the Indian Meteorological Department, or IMD, maximum temperatures on Wednesday range from 40.9 degrees Celsius to 45.0 degrees Celsius across various monitoring stations. The highest temperature was recorded in Ayanagar at 45 degrees Celsius, followed by Palam at 44.5, Ridge at 43.6, Pitampura at 43.5, Lodi Road at 43.4, Safdarjung at 43.3, Mayur Vihar recorded slightly lower reading at 40.9 degrees Celsius. The heat index, which combines temperature and humidity to estimate how hot it feels, touched 51.9 degrees Celsius. However, the IMD clarified that this index is not officially used for Indian conditions and is not a part of its validated measurement tools. It varies throughout the day based on changes in humidity and temperature. Quote, "A red alert means residents should take action to protect themselves. Stay indoors where possible, drink water frequently, and avoid direct exposure to the sun during peak hours," said Dr. Naresh Kumar, senior scientist at the IMD. The department reported heatwave conditions across parts of Delhi, although only Ayanagar recorded such conditions on Wednesday. On Tuesday, three weather stations had reported heatwave levels. The current temperature levels are 3 to 4 degrees Celsius above the seasonal average. Conditions are expected to remain severe through Thursday, with forecast predicted maximum temperature ranging between 43 degrees Celsius to 45 degrees Celsius. Gusty winds reaching speeds of 40 to 60 km per hour are also likely, along with the chances of very light rain or a thunderstorm by the evening or night. Relief is expected from Friday onwards. Quote, "A western disturbance is likely to approach northwest India from the night of June 13th. This could bring light rainfall and thunderstorms to Delhi, helping ease the current heat wave," Dr. Kumar added. The alert level is expected to be downgraded to orange from June 13th, with further temperature drops likely through the weekend. Between 14th and 17th of June, Delhi could see daytime highs fall to 37 degrees Celsius to 42 degrees Celsius, accompanied by light to moderate showers and continued gusty winds. Meanwhile, the city's air quality remained in the poor category with a 24-hour average AQI of 245, according to data from Central Pollution Control Board. The United States has reportedly raised its security level alert amid growing concerns that Israel may launch an attack on Iran's nuclear facilities without prior approval from Washington. This comes as nuclear talks between US and Iran show signs of faltering, according to a report by the Washington Post. President Donald Trump addressed the situation on Wednesday, announcing plans to withdraw some US personnel from the Middle East or West Asia, particularly Iran. He warned the region could be a dangerous place. The US State Department has also authorized the departure of some staff from Iraq, and the Pentagon has allowed military families to leave bases across the area voluntarily, the Post added. The heightened alert follows declining hopes of reaching a nuclear deal with Tehran that would curb Iran's nuclear ambitions. Trump reaffirmed the US stance that Iran must not obtain a nuclear weapon. Quote, they cannot have a nuclear weapon, very simple. They can't have a nuclear weapon, very simple, unquote, he said. Reports last month indicated that Israel is preparing to strike if US-Iran negotiations fail. Sources told Axios that Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu was waiting for talks to collapse before seeking approval from Trump for a possible attack. Trump himself has threatened military action if the discussions stall. In an interview with the New York Post, he said he was becoming less confident that Iran would halt uranium enrichment, a key demand in the negotiations. U.S. intelligence officials are concerned that Israel could act independently without U.S. consent. Such a move might disrupt delicate negotiations and provoke retaliation against U.S. forces in the region, the Washington Post reported. Iran has issued stern warnings in response. Defense Minister Aziz Nazirzadeh said on Wednesday that any Israeli strike would be met with retaliation against U.S. military bases in the Middle East. The U.S. government has taken precautionary steps, ordering embassies near Iranian targets, including locations in the West Asia, Eastern Europe, and North Africa, to prepare emergency plans. The State Department has also authorized voluntary departures from Bahrain and Kuwait. Following these developments, the U.S. updated its worldwide travel advisory as well. Quote, on June 11, the Department of State ordered the departure of non-emergency U.S. government personnel due to heightened regional tensions, the advisory noted. The U.S. maintains military bases throughout the region, including Iraq, Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates, heightening the importance of vigilance amid escalating tensions. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin, wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anvati, signing off.